Really?
That's what it... Now, whether that is the truth or not, I don't know. But anyway, it was very small.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there were some people being returned to Canada that were still under arrest. I don't know them. I didn't meet them or anything like that.
But they were chained.
Well, they weren't in chains, but they were confined in part of the ship.
With an armed guard, or were they just...
Oh, I don't know whether... I don't know that, all that detail.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the ship?
I don't know that either. Mm-hmm.
The conditions inside, were they... The accommodations, were they good? Or were they sort of ramshackle?
They were adequate.
Yeah.
It was a small ship and had two big red crosses on it, one on each side of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on all night. They were lighted up.
In case of Beaufort attack.
Well, anyway, we got through. There were a great many German submarines around at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they let us through.
Were there any attacks or anything?
No.
What about the weather? Was the weather good?
Oh, not too bad. We had some rough seas, but get outside in the sun. The sun was beautiful a lot of times, but...
I recall you saying on the trip over that you were sort of below decks and you had been a bit seasick. Was it different on such a small boat? Because I think you would have been rolling a lot more.
I didn't. I wasn't seasick.
Not at all, eh?
Not on this one. Not as, I might have been slightly seasick on the other boat, but not this one. The back of that boat, these waves, they looked as though it was about 300 feet high. Anyway.
Was it a long trip across the Atlantic? Because your trip there had been about 5 or 6 days, I think, you had mentioned before.
Yeah. Again, I don't remember that.
Is there much that stands out in your mind from that trip back? Any events that took place?
The what?
Anything that stands out in your mind?
I don't remember much about the boat or anything else. I was very happy to be getting back to Canada and just hoping that the Germans wouldn't sink us before we got there.
How was your arm, by the way? Was it healing?
No, it was still, yes, it was healing, but it was still like this.
So you couldn't manipulate the fingers at all?
No, I was...
Just quite.
I had that arm in a sling and I continued it. It was all the time I was awake. I was working my fingers like this.
Mm-hmm. And just keeping the muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I finally got my fingers straightened out from there, and although they could take a pin and go all over my arm like this.
No feeling?
Yeah.
Had the doctors in England said that you would get your feeling back?
Or? No. He didn't say anything like that at all. He was a... Matter of fact, he was very annoyed that he more or less had to say, well, this man is not...
Fit for
service.
He wanted to send you right back.
He didn't want to send me back.
He didn't?
Well, I don't think he did.
Was he English or was he Canadian?
Oh, I think he was Canadian.
Yeah. Well, when you got back to Canada, I take it you landed in Halifax.
Came to Halifax, yeah.
Did you immediately go home to your parents or were you sent to a hospital?
No, we were. we were the ones that were able to were allowed to go home.
And were you able to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Allowed to go home and told to report to Camp Hill Hospital in Halifax at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. And was the idea that you were going to undergo more operations?
Well, I think the idea was to come back and check up on it and see what was necessary.
So it sort of gauged the progress you were making.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was your reception like at home when you got back? Because your mother had said that she hadn't expected to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother had said that she hadn't expected to see you again when you joined up.
Mm-hmm.
Was she overcome, or was she happy to see you? She was happy to see you, of course, but I mean,
I think that those are other personal questions which I don't care to answer.
Okay. But you're glad to be home, though, I guess. Yeah.
I might just add that all my family, all my friends were very glad to see me again.
Mm-hmm.
But
have there been many people from your hometown, be it Spring Hill or Amherst, from that area that had been killed in the war? Like what? Was
yes, a lot of them.
Yeah. Many that you had gone to school with, I take it.
No, I don't think so many, because I'd actually, there weren't so many that I went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and brought up in Southampton, a little place in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't, I went to school with a lot of people, but there were a lot of much older boys than I went to school with,
mm-hmm.
Who just sort of passed out of my
your existence,
because they were all grades in this little country school at that time, and perhaps two or three in each
grade,
or perhaps
what about,
not that many.
But what about Pictou Academy?
Oh, that was different. There were probably 200 or 300 boys there.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I never made particular friends with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a lot of them, and I don't remember the names. And I remember a lot of hearing that this one or that one was in the army down the line someplace, or with some other unit or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, had you decided what you're going to do? Because I would guess the Army was going, since you couldn't serve anymore,
mm-hmm.
was going to release you.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know what, were you going to head back to the bank? At
mm-hmm.
Was it Amherst?
Yeah. Well, I wrote to head office and said that I was home. And actually, when I did go back to work in the bank, it was in Amherst.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the last bank you had worked at before
yeah.
you joined up,
yeah.
and you had joined up
yeah.
in Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I take it your hand was progressing so that you could...
Yes.
Yeah. And thankfully it was your left hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could still write and whatnot. Yeah. And did the war end and you were at Amherst at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
I take it the war ended with you at Amherst.
No.
Well, tell me what happened after that.
Well, I don't know that this has got very much to do with the war.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to work and work in the bank, and actually I've been, I went back to work in the bank of the first part of 19, I was discharged from the Army there on the 1st of January 1918.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to the bank, and I was around relieving staff in different places during that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was transferred to head office in Toronto. And when I was on the train on my way to Toronto, I was got a telegram telling me to report to Ottawa, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Ottawa when the armistice was signed in 19 in November.
Mm-hmm. You also said a couple of days ago when I talked to you that when the Second War broke out, you re-entered service.
Mm-hmm.
What were the circumstances of that? Was it an immediate? When war broke out, did you join up?
Well, I...
You had been in the militia, hadn't you, between the wars?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the 1st of August, 1940, that I went back to the Army.
Well, had your militia unit been mobilized?
The Sherbrooke Fusiliers were being mobilized.
Mm-hmm. And... what was your rank at that time?
Major.
You were major. You were a what? A 2IC of the battalion, or were you a company commander?
I was company. I was a company commander.
Yeah. You would have been about 46 about that time, which would have been too old to.
Just see. Under 45.
Okay, 45.
45 is the limit to get.
So I take it you didn't get in. You would.
I got in just a few days ahead of it.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to camp then with the unit or?
No, the unit was mobilized in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually left the unit very shortly after that and went to the training centers.
Mm-hmm.
I was second in command of the trainer center in Sherbrooke.
Now, was that a general infantry training center?
Mm-hmm.
Was that an infantry training center?
A good...
Well, an infantry, was it as opposed to armor?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. This was infantry.
Mm-hmm. And what was your feelings about that? Did you enjoy that sort of work?
Not particularly, no.
What would you prefer to... Did the Sherbrooke Fusiliers go overseas, the unit that you had been a company commander of?
Yes, the Fusiliers went overseas.
And I suppose that's where you wanted to be. You would prefer to have been with them.
The ship of Fusiliers were mobilized, and I think they spent that winter in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm. Were they garrisoned for the...
Hmm?
They were garrisoned for St. John's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they... they... spring or sometime like that, they went overseas. In the meantime, I was just, I was moving around in a lot of these training centers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I take it there weren't that many trained personnel that could be instructors. I mean, there would be a few.
Well, the last place I was in Farnham.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the officers, the young officers that were had gone through officer training and were second lieutenants came to Farnham and were put through another course and sent overseas as lieutenants.
Mm-hmm. I take it they were producing officers rather quickly at this point. Mm-hmm. So you saw a lot of men going through the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you say you were at Farnham at the end of the war. That was your last posting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After Farnham, after that stop, then I was sent to St. John's. Officers who were sent to St. John's and got their were released from the army from there.
Mm-hmm. And you were retired then with the rank of major?
I was retired then, yes.
Yeah. Again, you don't like to answer personal things, but I would assume that you were awarded some disability pension as to your left arm, or?
Well, that was in the First World War.
Mm-hmm. But there was some, they did say that you had some disability because of that. Yeah, I thought they would have because it was a rather severe wound.
Very, very liberal one.
Really?
I got $5 a month.
Well, that should keep a family of four in house and food and whatnot. Yeah, that's how they handled things in those days, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they handled those things in those days. Yeah. Did you have any particular memories of the Second War, or was it? I think it wasn't quite as memorable for you. And
no, just that I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have tried to get into the Second War.
Mm-hmm. But once you're in,
all officers, not all, but most officers of my age were sent to different places. There were a lot of them went to England, and at that age they were sent home again.
Yes.
They couldn't take the training and the what it. All they had to do, it was too hard for them. They weren't resilient enough for it.
And even in some cases, if they were and they could make the cut, they would be sent back anyway simply because of their age.
Yeah.
You probably know General Worthington, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in command of a division, but he was deemed to be too old to command it.
Yeah.
Even though he was completely capable of doing so.
Sure.
But I think age really went against a lot of people.
Oh, yes.
Without taking into account talent or whatnot.
Oh, I know dozens of them that were sent home.
To either regimental depots or training centers.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of languished almost.
Mm-hmm.
With some bitterness, I should think, too.
Mm-hmm.
With some bitterness, I should think.
I didn't get that.
No. Well, sir, thank you very much for talking with me. I hope you haven't minded it.
No, not at all. It seems to me that what I'm giving you isn't very much that could be used for any purpose in it.
Well, that's how most people feel, but you'd be surprised. For example, we talked about your stay in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be of interest.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the training that you received.
Mm-hmm.
That's of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you take as common place, because you've experienced them, are not to myself or to someone who doesn't know anything about it. So you'd be surprised what one can pick up from this.
Well.
So, thank you very much.
If it's any use, why, okay.